Government MPs are calling for travellers from Sydney to be blocked from visiting the New South Wales North Coast when the state is due to open next month until vaccination rates in the region are higher. Five cross-party ministers for the Northern Rivers penned a letter to Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Deputy Premier John Barilaro asking for non-essential travel to be banned to the region until it has caught up on vaccination coverage. The Wire's Talia Kreft found out more.
Northern Rivers MPs are concerned their region will be deeply vulnerable to Sydneysiders travelling to the area once the state hits 70% of vaccinations. Tamara Smith is the state Greens MP for Ballina. She says restrictions on travel to the area should be extended to take into account the region will reach this milestone behind Sydney.
Well, we've got the situation where Sydney's getting close to 70% fully vaccinated, which is fabulous. But unfortunately, in the regions and all the rivers in my electorate, we are behind. And we're not behind because we're slackers. We're behind because supply hasn't been here. And so we're still trying to catch up. And there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen in the interim from, you know, mid-October when Sydneysiders can leave. And we are still not up to that level of vaccination in our community.
Jeff Provest is the State Nationals MP for Tweed Heads. He says non-essential travel rules should be extended to allow low vaccination rates in the area to catch up.
My concerns, which is shared by four other Northern Rivers members of Parliament, is the fact that we are behind in vaccination rates. Currently, we're around anywhere from 45% to 55% double vaxxed and around 65% to 72% double vaxxed. Now, what the problem is that Sydney's going to reach its landmark target at 70% sometime in the beginning of October, either the first or second week. Now, the Premier's assured people they can travel. What we have asked the Premier to review them travelling to our area because we're going to take another 4 or 5 weeks to hit that target figure of 70% vax, which is mainly caused with the delay in getting the vaccination out there or the lack of supply for the people here. So we're asking for a bit of a moratorium on it or a delay of 4 or 5 weeks so we can be protected as well as the Sydneysiders, because as we've seen with in recent times with people travelling up from Sydney, we've gone into lockdown for another week. Lismore and now Tweed Byron are locked down. So that's deeply concerning as people can't go to work, kids can't go to school and so on. So just a bit, and if you remember, we sent some of our advisor to help out Western Sydney, some of the schools down there. And so we showed them compassion and understanding at their time of need. So we're hoping they show us a similar in return.
Tamara Smith says tighter permits on travel to the North Coast would protect the population until it can reach its vaccination target.
What we want to see is tighter restrictions for permits to go into the regional into regional areas. And, you know, we'd like to see that for longer than a couple of weeks. We'd like to see that. I would like to see that for 4 to 6 weeks. And what that would look like is just reining in some of the, you know, really unnecessary travel. So, for example, I know that in the last month, 57,000 people have applied for permits to go and look at real estate in regional New South Wales. Now, that's kind of ludicrous. And so, you know, and we're not saying it's ludicrous to buy in regional areas or to look at property. But what we are saying is ludicrous is to do that when we're in a pandemic and when we are not yet vaccinated at the rate Sydneysiders are.
Jeff Provesk says vaccination rates have increased as supply in the region has improved.
It's actually improved. I mean, 3 or 4 weeks ago, to get a Pfizer shot, you were looking anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks wait. AstraZeneca, probably a week or two. There are limited venues doing it. But now, Pfizer, according to our vaccination centre here, you wait about 2 or 3 days. Supply has definitely increased. And also, there's a number of pharmacies, just walked past one here in the Tweed, that are actually vaccinating with Moderna, the newer vaccine on the market. So it has improved, but still, we're increasing by only about 5% per week. So we've got about another 6 or 8 weeks to catch up to where Sydney is.
New South Wales Nationals MP for Tweed Heads Jeff Provest there. Ending that story by The Wire's Talia Kreft.